Locker room chats here on KNZA, getting you set for week four of high school football. It goes by quick. We're joined now by Valley Falls coach Wyatt Hofstra, presented by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, let's go back to week three last Friday, a 26-0 loss at the hands of Atchison County. The initial takeaways from that game last week?
Initially, I was not very satisfied with our offense. We had a couple of good runs and then a few good passes late, but just a lot of negative plays and moving the wrong direction overall. Defensively, I thought that we did well again, I think. I know that the score ended up not great, looking at it on paper, but it was they scored their first touchdown late in the second quarter and then snuck one more in before half, so it was just 13-0 at half. We had a couple interceptions. I thought we rallied pretty well and tackled pretty good, especially in the first half. Second half, I think we lost a little bit of momentum, a little bit of steam, and battle of attrition, had a couple injuries and bang-ups, so then it started getting out of hand late. But overall, I thought defense has really impressed me so far this year, and I want that to continue. In offense, we have got to fix a few things.
Yeah, you kind of went into the next point there. I was going to, shout out the defense. Through 3 weeks, it had certainly held its own, giving yourself opportunities, to win games. Moving to the offense, how do you get that going in the right direction? Is it as simple as execution? Are you changing things up? I mean, just how do you get this offense getting up and getting going at a good speed as we head into district play?
Yeah, a lot of it is execution. I think that, we're about two blocks away from turning a, 1 yard gain or 1 yard loss into a gain of, 5 to 10. So it's stuff like that. But again, we're, young and undersized up front. And then with a couple of bang ups and some people being out here recently, just, as the season progresses, some people might have to move around and do some stuff. But it's just, pounding the execution in, getting reps and getting confidence up and firing out low and being tough on the offensive line. Coach Corder has done outstanding this year calling defense, and the guys have been really absorbing and doing well on Scout O and giving good looks, and that's, I think, proven in Friday nights.
Talking with Valley Falls football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra. They begin district play at home Friday night against Onega. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNCA. We got a few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. It's brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Thanks again to all of our sponsors making the locker room chats possible each and every week. It goes by quick. After this week's action, we'll be at the halfway point going into the second half of the season next week. But, Coach, district play starts Friday night. You get the Onega Buffaloes at home. Same district as last year in the 1A classification, and it is a gauntlet up top right now with Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North both sitting at 3-0. You guys, Onega, P. Ridge with one win under the belt, and then McLouth as well, still searching for that first win of the season. You take it 1 week at a time, but just the initial thoughts on this district as we run it back again here in 2025.
Initially, I think it'll be, even stronger, as strong or stronger than it was last year. I think that all the teams, are putting good stuff on film, especially, everybody sees in the news what Jackson Heights is doing, what JCN has done. They look really well this year, too. So I know that even McLouth and Onega and Pleasant Ridge, there's not going to be anything easy given, and it'll all have to be earned, and we'll have to go out and play good games against all five of those opponents.
Yeah, it'll be nice to get it at home here to start things off. What stands out about this Buffaloes team when you first put them on film? What kind of stands out in that regard?
They do what they do really well. They're not quite as big as they were last year, but they do have some athletes in backfield, and they're coached well, and they play hard and play tough and physical, so we'll have to get after it.
Yeah, they've certainly played a couple good opponents here over the last couple of weeks as well, most recently Centralia last week. Are they going to present something to you, whether it's offense, defense, schematics, maybe player personnel? Maybe you're going to see something Friday against them that you haven't seen maybe in the first few weeks of the season?
Not necessarily different things, but I think that they are more of a balanced team than what we've seen so far. I know that Horton and Effingham really wanted to force the run, and Oski wanted to throw a little bit more, so I think that Onega looks a little bit more balanced, so we'll have to come out and be able to defend both.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this one on Friday night.
Keys for this one will be battle of attrition, and staying healthy as long as possible and bringing good energy, firing out low, wrapping up, moving line of scrimmage, and blocking who we're supposed to block, when we're supposed to block them, and how we're supposed to block them, and getting positive yards.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Dragons hosting the Onega Buffalo, so TVL, NEKL, here in this 1A district matchup coming up on Friday night. Again, Valley Falls hosting the Buffaloes there. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do. Go Dragons.